Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Terrence DeFranco. He's the CEO and president, co-founder of IOTA Communications. We're talking about connectivity. We're talking about being connected to whatever you need to be connected to, a number of different ways, mostly including wireless technology. Terrence, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we were talking about, you were introducing the idea of the difference between connectivity and broadband. Broadband is the backbone, the classic internet backbone that connects you hardwired over fiber all the way through, or maybe fiber to your premises and you got Wi-Fi out from there, or maybe you're connecting over mobile, but mobile is fiber dependent, right, Terrence? And so you've got so that's the classic way, but what you're talking about are other methods of connectivity that are, so I'm calling it a parallel dimension of connectivity that's low bandwidth, right? That connects IoT, Internet of Things, things.
That's right. So there's been advancements, like you said, in fiber. Now with 5G coming, yeah, this is great. All of it's great. The thing that we're running into just generally, Jim, is the fact that, like you said in the beginning, there's just going to be a tremendous demand for connectivity. If you just think about that connectivity like any utility, think about it as if it's your electricity or your water. And there isn't enough to meet the demand that's coming. And I just think if there's, you know, look at what happened, God forbid, if this happens ever again in Texas or in certain places where things go down that we rely so much on. And as we become more and more reliant on connectivity, and with that demand coming, you know, the question is there going to really be enough? We talk so much about the digital divide. Well, the divide is going to start including more people on the wrong side of it. And if there's not enough to meet it.
Will this parallel universe of connectivity be parallel all the way back to the source, or will it eventually plug into the backbone? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So there are these low power wide area networks is what they call. So it's basically really thin pipes versus very large pipes of
connectivity. Is this wireless? How much of it's wireless and how much of it's hardware?
It's wireless.
Yeah. So these are spectrums. These are spectrums, right? This is not fiber. This is spectrum.
That's right. These are wireless technologies that essentially say, okay, look, for the things that don't necessarily need broadband, such as, like I said, the things, the thermostats, the refrigerators, et cetera, those things can actually be running on a narrowband network versus taking up our precious broadband. And so those technologies are emerging now, something that we know a lot about, and I think that your listeners are going to see a lot more about this over the coming years. It's a great area of wireless communication technology that's really starting to become much more pervasive and hopefully meeting those demands where we could say, okay, my refrigerator isn't going to interrupt my Netflix movie because there just isn't enough connectivity.
Right. So this allows someone like you who is in the Internet of Things business, this allows you to penetrate a marketplace and completely disregard whether that community has broadband connectivity, whether they've got a middle mile, a last mile, a robust network. Is it irrespective of that?
That's right, and so it's a very nascent industry. country now, this low-power connectivity.
Yep.
In the United States, it's under $1 billion market size, but it's anticipated to be over $20 billion by 2025.
Yeah,
that's
I believe
how fast that. You know, that growth is going to be.
I think you're exactly right. So why should if that's the case, that's a separate level of infrastructure then, isn't it, from broadband?
That's right. It's new.
Who's going to build out that infrastructure? I mean, I know who's building out the middle mile and the last mile infrastructure, or who is or who isn't doing that in the country. But who is going to build out that parallel dimension of low capacity wireless?
So there are the existing carriers. So AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile are certainly players in this. There are emerging companies such as ours and others that are coming in as well.
Are you going to have your own infrastructure, or are you going to be riding on top of someone else's infrastructure?
Yeah. So the beauty is that, you know, there are companies like Crown Castle and an American Tower that are out there that have heavy infrastructure that's already laid for being able to do this. So consider this kind of marginal additions to an existing infrastructure. So the cost of it isn't really building it from scratch, just adding into an existing infrastructure.
Right.
So companies like ours, you know, we're not a big company, can actually do this.
Hold on to that thought, Terrence. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk some more about this. This is fascinating stuff, folks. It may seem esoteric to you today, but I promise you it'll be as part of your world tomorrow. You'll know all about it in 5 years, and we're telling you about it today. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.